ever been to a Hammer and Tongue or Taylor Marley before?
No. Am I in the wrong place? Sorry.
So, what do you think Taylor Marley's going to be like when you do see him?
Well, I've seen a lot of his paintings, and I'm going to be really excited to actually meet the artist in person.
Okay. Do you like any of his poetry at all?
Not so much. I didn't know he did poetry, but his banjo folk extravaganza music has made a big impression on me over a number of years.
Right. Do you know anything else that he does?
No.
But he is a brilliant poet, if you would have heard of him. And there are going to be lots of other Oxford Slam poets, and are you excited about that at all?
Yes, ecstatic. Yeah, can't wait. Bring it on.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Oxford Hammer and Tongue audience, please give it up for Mr. Taylor Marley.
However it starts, it's got to be loud. And then it's got to get a little bit louder. But this is how you write a political poem and how you deliver it with power, with power, with power.
They come together for a tribal dance, like music, poetry. They come together for a tribal dance.
In case you hadn't realized, it has somehow become uncool to sound like you know what you're talking about. You know? Or believe strongly in what you're, you know, sayings. Invisible question marks and parenthetical you knows, and you know what I'm sayings, have been attaching themselves to the ends of our sentences, even when those sentences aren't like, you know, questions. Declarative sentences, so called because they used to, like, you know, declare things to be true, okay, as opposed to other things that are like totally, you know, not. They've been infected by this tragically cool and totally hip interrogative tone, you know? Like, I'm saying, don't think I'm a nerd just because I've, like, noticed this, okay? This is just, like, word on the street, okay? I have nothing personally invested in my own opinions. I'm just, like, inviting you to join me on the bandwagon of my own uncertainty.
I get inspiration from all sorts of places. I listen to the BBC News. I know we shouldn't believe a lot of what we hear, but actually this particular snippet of news, I happen to know was true. And it's the first line of the poem, and then it goes on from there. It happened, I suppose, about 2 years ago. Policemen on Humberside are having lessons in poetry. These guardians of the law are being taught how imagery can help them communicate with the man and woman in the street. How imaginative use of metaphor will halt a welfare cheat. How a well-turned phrase or two will enhance an eyewitness report. And how controlled simile will influence the judges in court. Imagine.
And it makes me wanna. Poetry communities are personality driven, and sometimes a personality will leave from a community and the whole poetry scene dies. And right now it seems that Hammer and Tongue is one of the most popular and draws the biggest crowds and has the most vibrant poetry community. So remember this night that you were here, organized by Steve Larkin and Jim Thomas. Thank you so much for bringing together talented people like George and Inspire and Martha and David. Thank you. It's an honor to be here. And this looks like 75 people, and they're going to be maybe four times that at the Zodiac on February 1st for the Four Nations Slam. This American team that we've put together is a powerhouse of talent. We're going to come in and act like typical Americans and push everyone around. And if there is any justice in this world, we will get exactly what we deserve.
They come together for a tribal dance.
I'm one of the older poets on the performance poetry circuit. I come to poetry a little late in life. It was accidental. But it means I've got a vast back number of decades to look over when it comes to writing poetry.
I entreat you and I challenge you to speak with conviction, to say what you believe in a manner that bespeaks the determination with which you believe it. Because contrary to the wisdom of the bumper sticker, it is not enough these days to simply question authority. You got to speak with it too. Thank you.
How excited are you about going to the Grand Slam final on February the 1st?
Well, this is going to be awesome. Four nations, Canada, Ireland, UK, and the United States, all beating each other up over Slam. I hope diplomats are standing by, because it's going to be bloody. This could be poetic World War I.
Come together for a tribal dance, and the kids know what hope is. Perhaps one day they'll teach us.